Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Tuckahoe Program Podcast for August 30th, 2023. I'm your host, John David de Oliveira, as always. And today on this podcast, I'll start with the Christian Our Father prayer as normal. And that is, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And with that said, there are two major topics of discussion for this podcast. The first is about a new ordinance in New York City, or as I like to call it, the major city 40 miles to our north, since it's 40 miles north of Brick and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. That's the actual distance of it. But what happened in New York City was that there was an ordinance that allowed for but didn't require, and there's a difference between allowed for and required, but it allowed for Muslim mosques to broadcast their prayer, or at least their call to prayer, to neighborhoods on Friday afternoons during the month of Ramadan. And it also says that it has to be between 12:30 and 1:30 p.m. But it's not the timing of the prayer broadcast that upsets me. It's really that it's happening at all, because there are restrictions on noise in New York City, or sound ordinances, and New York City's government admits that they're allowing these mosques to break those restrictions. And then, of course, the second reason I'm against this is because, not to offend Muslims, but they are a foreign religion to America. They are not native to Western civilization or America. Our native religion is Christianity. And my opinion is that New York City's government would just do anything to pander to religions and ways of life that are not natural to America, or at least the ideas America was founded on. But because of this, I think that if a situation happened where a Christian church in New York City wanted to broadcast some sort of pray over a loudspeaker, they would probably be either banned from doing it or punished, because some people would falsely claim that it was either fascist or against their religious freedom or some other excuse like that. But when it comes to a Muslim mosque doing the same thing, they just accept it like nothing ever happened, and they allow them to break the restriction. And with that said, the second part of this podcast, or the second topic of discussion, is something I wanted to bring up about a poll on gab.com, which I did back on August 17th. And this poll got a total of 11 responses, which is not a big sample size, but I'll still use it to prove a point. And this poll question gave four or five responses to why schools in major cities, specifically public schools in places like Baltimore, Maryland, and Newark, New Jersey, were struggling, and a lot of their students were or have been not proficient in math or reading for the last few years. And the four reasons were globalist politics alone, a cultural racial difference, parents not deciding to take care of their kids in major cities, or a mixture of the above reasons. And out of those reasons, 55% chose a mixture of the above reasons. 18% chose because people decided not to take care of their kids in major cities. 9% decided globalist politics alone. And 18% decided it was because of a cultural or racial difference. So the mixture of the above won the poll, which I'm a little bit surprised by. I thought that people would concentrate on one of the reasons, but I guess people think they all work together somehow, or at least the majority, 55%, which is just an unfortunate scenario for these major city public schools, because it's sad to see how much they've invested in. And it's also sad that some people just aren't willing to learn and succeed in public school, even though I know some conservatives prefer homeschooling, but the truth is there are more people in major city public schools than people who are homeschooling in America in total. And with that said, I'll end this edition of the Tuckahoe Program Podcast right here for August 30th, 2023. Thank you for listening. God bless America. And I hope to see you on the next podcast, which will probably be produced in early September. I'm not sure of a date just yet. But thank you for listening to this conservative political podcast serving Brick and Point Pleasant, New Jersey, as well as the New York City metro area. God bless you and have a nice day.